Polls have shown that MAGA is essentially unified behind you, as are Republicans when it comes to Iran. There's been reports that, the United States might be sending 2,500 Marines to the Middle East. Are you concerned that a move like that could potentially change the unity?
Well, I don't know. I seem to have great support because CNN came out with a poll today that I'm at 100%. And they said they've never seen a poll like that. The CNN poll said I'm at 100%, and they've never seen that before, which is an honor. I was impressed that CNN would do that. But as far as troops are concerned, I can't tell you what we're doing.
Mr. President.
This is my video update on this Saturday afternoon, March the 21st. Coming to you from Larnaca, Cyprus. Let's talk about some news. And let's start things off with the news that there was some sort of a deal offered to Trump from Putin. A quid pro quo is what the U.S. mainstream media is calling it. I believe Politico was the news outlet that broke this story. And the Financial Times and other news outlets have now also started to run this story where they claim that Dmitriev, in talks with Witkoff and Kushner, told them that if they stop sharing intel with Ukraine, then Russia will stop sharing intel with Iran. Quid pro quo. You stop sharing intel, we'll stop sharing intel. That allegedly was the offer that Dmitriev pitched to Witkoff and Kushner. According to people familiar with the matter, the people that are familiar with the matter prefer to remain anonymous. They don't want to give up who they are, their names. They don't want to reveal themselves. So right away, when this story broke, right away, Dmitriev said, fake. Fake, right away, no hesitation, no nothing. He was very quick about it. He didn't get into any long-winded explanations or anything like that. He posted right underneath the Politico post on X, where they broke this story. Dmitriev just wrote, fake. And then the Financial Times ran with this story. He said, fake. And then one of the journalists or editors of these publications, he said, no, this is not a fake story. And Dmitriev just posted under this guy's post on X, fake. Fake, 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 fake. So yeah, it's fake. That would be my guess. I cannot imagine Russia pitching this kind of deal, this quid pro quo to Trump. I just cannot imagine it. You stop with your intel to Ukraine and we'll stop with our intel to Iran. Is that a deal? That's a deal. I bet you it was the reverse. I bet you it was Witkoff and Kushner who told Dmitriev, look, bro, stop sharing intel with Iran. And then trust us, we'll stop sharing intel with Ukraine. I bet you that's how it went. Where's the Politico article? Putin offers to stop sharing intel with Iran if U.S. cuts off Ukraine. The U.S. rejected the Russian proposal, which has nonetheless sparked concern in Europe amid growing transatlantic tensions. Yeah, the Europeans are all concerned now. They claim that Russia's trying to drive a wedge between the unbreakable friendship, the partnership, the transatlantic alliance between the United States and Europe. Maybe it was the Europeans. Maybe it was the Europeans that came up with this story. Or Ukraine. Could be Zelensky who came up with this story. Hey, Podolyak, give our friends at Politico a call and pitch them this story. Yes, Mr. President. So that's the news about this quid pro quo. And of course, Trump rejected it. He rejected it. I'm not going to make any deal because we've obliterated everything in Iran. Why would I make a deal? But Putin is desperate to make a deal. He's desperate. I have to make a deal. I'm not going to make a deal, said Trump. I reject it. Anyway, all right. Who do you guys think planted this story? Who do you think came up with this story? Do you believe this report? Do you believe that Putin told Trump, that Dmitriev told Witkoff and Kushner, let's make a quid pro quo? Or do you think something else is going on? Are you calling it fake news or real journalism from Politico and FT? Ah, those two people familiar with the U.S.-Russia negotiations, two people familiar with the matter. That's the sources used by Politico. Two people familiar with the negotiations. That could be anyone. That could be me. That could be you. That could be anyone. I'm pretty familiar with the negotiations. I mean, you know, I'm familiar with them. I'm not there. I'm not at the table. I don't know any of the people. Personally, I know who they are. But I'm familiar. Pretty familiar with it. I think you're familiar with the negotiations as well. So Trump was interviewed by Stephanie, I forgot her last name. She has a show on MSNBC. MS Now. Not MSNBC. It's now called MS Now. Because they deliver the news now. And she does the financial show for MS Now. My understanding is that she called President Trump and she asked Trump about Project Ukraine, everything that's going on in the Middle East. What about Project Ukraine with everything that's going on in the Middle East, Mr. President? Let's talk about Project Ukraine. And according to her, the president said that Zelensky's not helping out at all. He is not helping the U.S. out at all. I thought the Green Goblin sent his drone experts to the Middle East. I thought that was going on. But Trump is saying that so far, Ukraine has done nothing to help the U.S. It's all PR for Zelensky. Anything Zelensky has said as far as what Ukraine has done to help us, he's just doing for political and PR purposes. They've done nothing. What would Ukraine possibly do to help the United States with the conflict in the Middle East? The drone experts. The drone experts. We have experts in drones. Trump also said that of the two, Putin and Le Goblin Vert, that Le Goblin Vert is the more difficult to deal with. Putin is easier to deal with. Zelensky is far more difficult to deal with than Putin in the peace negotiation process. That's a quote from Trump, according to MS Now. Of course, Zelensky's more difficult to deal with. He's an actor. He's a very, very well paid, perhaps the best paid actor in all of history, but he's an actor. He's a spoiled actor. Of course he's going to be difficult to deal with. Absolutely. No surprise there. The U.S. president spoke with the media and he put out some mixed messages as far as what's going on with the war in Iran. The war with Iran. And he's saying all of this on Friday afternoon. So Trump starts out by saying that he's not looking for any ceasefire or anything like that. No need for a ceasefire. The U.S. has obliterated everything that Iran has. They have no navy, they have no air force, they have no air defense, they have no missiles, they have no leadership. Who would I even talk to, because they have no more leaders left and everything's been obliterated? Why would I want a ceasefire when everything has been obliterated? So that was what he told the media. And then he said that the United States does not need the Strait of Hormuz. He said that the U.S. is winning. And what are they going to do with the Strait of Hormuz? Don't need it. Even though yesterday there were all kinds of reports which talked about how the Trump administration, how the U.S. wants the Strait of Hormuz. They're actually planning all kinds of operations to open the Strait of Hormuz. That includes taking over various islands. That includes taking over Karg Island, Captain Jack Sparrow with his sidekick, the Green Goblin. That would be an interesting movie, huh? Pirates of Karg Island, starring Johnny Depp as Captain Jack Sparrow and Volodymyr Zelensky as his trusted sidekick, the Green Pirate. Special guest star, Justin Trudeau. Justin Trudeau, he's an actor. He's also an actor. They're all actors. So Trump said that Europe, Korea, Japan, and China, he said China should just come in and open up the Strait of Hormuz. We don't need it. The United States doesn't use it. We don't need it. We don't want it. So China should just come in and open it up. That's right, China. Come on, open up the Strait of Hormuz, and then we'll take control of the Strait. You come, you open it up, then we'll take control of the Strait of Hormuz. We'll take control of Iran. And then we'll use our control of the Strait of Hormuz to blockade you, to encircle you, to cut off energy to you. They said the same thing to China with Ukraine. They were coming out with the same pitch to China when it came to Project Ukraine. Come on, China. Cut off Russia. Ditch Russia. Help us fight Russia. And then when you help us defeat Russia, it'll be easier for us to defeat you. The same exact pitch was made to China for Project Ukraine. So Trump is saying, obliterated, no need for a ceasefire. We don't even want the Strait of Hormuz. Then he posts on Truth Social that the markets, let me back up a bit. So the markets are jittery, right? It's Friday. Prices are surging. Energy prices, oil. Dow is sinking because they're basically understanding that Trump doesn't want to cease fire and that this is going to be a complete mess, this war. And then Trump comes with a Truth Social post and he talks about how we are getting very close to accomplishing our objectives with this war. Yep, it's winding down. The war is winding down, according to Trump and this post on Truth Social. Five objectives are very close to being completed. And I guess these are the five objectives for a victory. Trump has outlined them now in a Truth Social post. We are getting very close to meeting our objectives as we consider winding down our great military efforts
in the Middle East with respect to the terrorist regime of Iran. Objective one, completely degrading Iranian missile capability, launchers, and everything else pertaining to them. Two, destroying Iran's defense industrial base. Three, eliminating their navy and air force, including anti-aircraft weaponry. Four, never allowing Iran to get even close to nuclear capability and always being in a position where the USA can quickly and powerfully react to such a situation should it take place. And five, protecting at the highest level our Middle Eastern allies, including Israel, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, UAE, Bahrain, Kuwait, and others. The Hormuz Strait will have to be guarded and policed as necessary by other nations who use it. The United States does not, if asked, we will help these countries in their Hormuz efforts, but it shouldn't be necessary once Iran's threat is eradicated. Importantly, it will be an easy military operation for them. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. So then things started to look better in the markets after this statement from Trump, basically interpreting Trump's statement as looking for an off-ramp, as basically saying, you know what, we've almost accomplished our objectives, and other people can deal with the Strait of Hormuz, not our problem. So we're winding this thing down. It's the Trump administration buying time and space, trying to keep the cost of oil down, trying to keep the cost of gas, of energy, trying to keep it all down. Under 100, the price of oil, that's their goal, but it's not working out so well. And trying to keep the markets under control, trying to not have any panic that this is going to be a long, drawn-out conflict that will cause a global economic recession, a catastrophic global economic recession. Global shortages. So yeah, he's playing with the markets, especially on the weekend, on Friday, as everything is closing down. So that's what he's doing. The actions paint an entirely different story about what is happening in this war. And the story that the actions are painting is one of escalation and one of a long, drawn-out conflict. CBS News actually reported that the United States is preparing for a ground invasion. Pentagon officials have made detailed preparations for deploying U.S. ground forces into Iran. So that's CBS following up on the news that the Marines should be in the region by March 25th. The Pentagon is now looking at sending more ground forces to the region and detailed plans for a ground invasion. We have Lindsey Graham talking about Trump removing the U.S. base in Spain. Lindsey Graham is very upset that Spain is not allowing the United States to use their military bases in order to continue to launch attacks into Iran and to help with refueling and the logistics. And Lindsey Graham is telling the president it is time to pull out of Spain. Lucky Spain. Lucky Spain. Talk about winning. Spain is winning. Lindsey Graham posted on X, "Mr. President, one of the things I like about you most is that now our allies take America for granted at their own peril. As to my suggestion, I meant it then and I'll repeat it now. We should consider removing U.S. bases from countries who won't let us fly from them as we confront the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, who has been hell-bent on developing a nuclear weapon and was extremely close to achieving that goal. Spain's refusal to allow American aircraft stationed in Spain to fly in support of Operation Epic Fury is an insult and an outrage to the alliance. Mr. President, I think America's interests would be well served to move those aircraft from Spain to a country that we can actually rely on in a time of great need. I trust your judgment. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham going with the Trump sign-off. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Foreign Policy President of the United States, Lindsey Graham. Trump posted yesterday on Truth Social that NATO is nothing more than a paper tiger without the United States. True, absolutely true. NATO without the United States is not NATO. It's a nothing burger. And then he said that NATO didn't want to join the fight to stop a nuclear-powered Iran. Okay, nuclear-powered Iran. No. Now that fight is militarily won. I don't think so. With very little danger for them, they complain about the high oil prices they are forced to pay, but don't want to help open the Strait of Hormuz, a simple military maneuver that is the single reason for the high oil prices. So easy for them to do with so little risk. Cowards. And we will remember President Donald J. Trump. What would NATO be able to contribute to the operation? You already have the United States there. What would NATO be able to contribute? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And if Iran is completely destroyed and obliterated, no Navy, no Air Force, no launchers, no nothing, then why is this so difficult for the United States to just open up the Strait of Hormuz? Why do they want to dump this on NATO? Trump is even saying this is going to be easy. Trump is saying this is easy. We've done all the hard work, all the heavy lifting. All you have to do, NATO, Europe, Japan, China, all you have to do is just bring a couple of ships to the Strait of Hormuz and just escort tankers. Because all the difficult stuff has been done. Why do you need them, though? Why do you need them, Trump? Why don't you escort the tankers? Everything's been destroyed. It's easy. Easy peasy is what Trump is saying. So come on. Come on, NATO. It's easy. Just come on and take over. Scott Bessent, he officially announced that sanctions will be lifted on Iranian oil that is currently at sea. So U.S. sanctions on Russian oil has been lifted, Russian oil at sea. And now we have sanctions on Iranian oil lifted. And Scott Bessent claims that this is the Trump administration's 10D chess move, using Iran's oil against them, because Iran thought that they were going to close the Strait of Hormuz and cause a shortage in oil and energy. And their 10D chess move is to unsanction the Iranian oil, therefore making it more difficult for Iran to cause a surge in oil. It's a 10D chess move. They're using Tehran's oil against them. You thought that by blocking oil from the Strait of Hormuz, that you were going to create shortages and cause a price surge. Well, what we will do is we will unsanction Iranian oil that is at sea in order to prevent a shortage and a price surge. 10D chess, everybody. Let me read you what Bessent said. I talked about this yesterday in my video update, but since then, Bessent has made it official, and he posted on X, "Iran is the head of the snake for global terrorism. And through President Trump's Operation Epic Fury, we are winning the critical fight at an even faster pace than anticipated. In response to Iran's terrorist attacks against global energy infrastructure, the Trump administration will continue to deploy America's economic and military might to maximize the flow of energy to the world, strengthen global supply, and seek to ensure market stability. Today, the Department of Treasury is issuing a narrowly tailored short-term authorization permitting the sale of Iranian oil currently stranded at sea. And then Bessent goes on to say that, in essence, we will be using the Iranian barrels against Tehran to keep the price down as we continue Operation Epic Fury. And Bessent also goes on to say that Iran is going to have difficulty accessing any revenue generated from this oil at sea. No, Iran's going to get money from this oil at sea. But anyway, Bessent is saying that no need to worry. This is going to be short term. It's only going to affect the oil at sea. Very, very short term. Lifting of sanctions on Iran oil. And somehow, some way, we are going to make sure that Iran has a hard time getting paid for this oil. Israel's not happy about this. They are not happy at all, and they made their feelings known through Barak Ravid of Axios, who replied to Bessent's announcement by saying, U.S. to allow Iran to get $14 billion in oil revenue. This is a huge financial concession to Iran by the United States. It is the first time the U.S. is buying Iranian oil since 1996. It's all happening in the middle of a war against Iran. And to give you a summary of everything that has taken place in this war, 22 days of this war, we go to the ex-account of the Shallow State, who also replied to Scott Bessent by saying, so basically, remove sanctions on Russia, remove sanctions on Iranian oil, send 5,000 troops into harm's way, ask Congress for another $200 billion, keep the same regime in place, and recover none of the 60% enriched uranium. Oh, and bomb a girl's school, killing 170. Nice job. Gold is down. The risk and fear of inflation is up. Investors are now betting that overall U.S. inflation over the next 12 months will surge above 5%. Gold fell below 4,500 for the first time since February the 2nd. And we have this news. Dubai crude just hit $170 per barrel. Never happened before in history. Not once. And then we have the Wall Street Journal reporting that Iran fired two ballistic missiles towards the island of Diego Garcia, the U.S. base, the U.S.-UK base of Diego Garcia. Iran targeted Diego Garcia base with ballistic missiles, intermediate range missiles. We're talking about a distance of 4,000 kilometers. Now, the Wall Street Journal and CNN, which confirmed the Wall Street Journal's reporting, they claim that both the missiles were shot down, or at least one of the missiles was shot down. The other missile, I'm not sure what happened to the second missile, but they report that Diego Garcia, the base, was not hit and nothing happened to the base. But intermediate range ballistic missiles, 4,000 kilometers. And it was believed that Iran had missiles that could travel maximum 2,000 kilometers. And now all of a sudden, we get the report of missiles that can travel 4,000 kilometers. All the while, Trump is talking about the obliterated Iran military. Telling other countries that it's absolutely safe to send your ships towards the Strait of Hormuz.
Because Iran has nothing left. No danger, no problems. The war is won, according to Trump.
Iraq has managed to remove NATO forces from their territory, from their state. The entire NATO mission has withdrawn from Iraq. So instead of NATO hearing Trump's call and getting involved in the war, after Trump called them cowards, what are you calling me, chicken? Are you calling me a coward, President Trump? I'm Mark Rutte, CEO of NATO. No one calls me a coward. Well, Mark Rutte is not going to get NATO involved, at least not yet. He's doing the opposite. He is removing NATO from military installations in the region, starting with Iraq. Iraq has also announced a force majeure on all oil fields, which are operated by foreign companies. So there's another source of oil that is off the market. And the Iranian foreign minister, Araghchi, it looks like he is putting together a deal with Japan to allow tankers carrying oil for Japan to make it through the Strait of Hormuz. Haven't been able to confirm this, but that's what the reports are saying. Iran is striking deals with Japan. The Prime Minister of Japan is currently in the United States, getting humiliated by Trump, but still in the United States. And we're now getting news that Japan is working or trying to work with Iran in order to agree to some sort of safe passage for oil heading towards Japan. So why would Japan have any need? Why would they want to, or why would they have any need to send a ship to the Strait of Hormuz and get involved in the conflict if they're simply able to just strike a deal with Iran to secure safe passage? No need to get involved. The ships are going to make their way to Japan without us having to send any ships into the region and put them in harm's way. So should we do a clown world? I think we can do a clown world. Do a quick clown world on this Saturday afternoon. And so the Charles de Gaulle is in the Mediterranean, and the French Charles de Gaulle. And there was one of the sailors on the de Gaulle decided to go for a run, and he was using the app Strava. I'm not very familiar with this app, to be quite honest, but it's an iPhone. It's an iPhone an iWatch. Is that what it's called? Apple Watch. It's an app that is on your Apple Watch. And it gave away the location of the Charles de Gaulle. The approximate location was given away because he was using this app. French sailor reveals position of aircraft carrier with his fitness app. Run tracking app Strava shows Charles de Gaulle as it steams across the Mediterranean. This is the reporting from Le Monde. And this is bad. This is very bad to give up your location in such a way. Real time, but approximate location of the Charles de Gaulle. So Le Monde, they saw that there was some guy running in circles or running zigzags back and forth. In the Mediterranean, and they figured it out. That must be the Charles de Gaulle.
So that's the one clown world. Do I have another clown world? FBI Director Kash Patel, he is saying that the FBI has identified cyber actors associated with Russian intelligence services targeting users of commercial messaging applications, including Signal. Here we go again. Russia, Russia, Russia. Russia quid pro quo deals with Trump. Russian intel have hacked messaging apps like Signal. Russia, Russia, Russia. So I think that's the video. I will end it there. Vucic, the president of Serbia, was interviewed, and Vucic said that we're pretty much in World War III. That was what the president of Serbia said. We may not know it, but it looks like we're in some kind of World War III scenario, or heading towards a World War III situation. He's probably right. So theduran.locals.com, we're on X, we're on Rumble, we are on Telegram. Go to the Duran shop, pick up some merch, like what I'm wearing in this video update. Check us out on Substack. Link down below. Like, share, subscribe to this video. And I will see everyone tomorrow. Take care.